Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is from these Daily Defense studios. How the heck are you? No food or drink in studio. Let's knock this rule buster out right now. Hold on a second. A little bit of water here. I have no food in here, but that's not because of the sign. It's because choice. I'm not hungry. But if I was, I'd have it. Ineffective. Two great emails. Andy writes in. This is a good one. And I want to go over this because I want to talk with my guest about this email, too. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read the first one first. How about that? Then I'll go to Andy. I got a good one for you today. Really, really do. Mark, this one's titled A Grilling While Armed. But that's because it was a reply to a reply. Mark, I just cleaned my G19. That's a Glock 19 for all you newbies. After shooting 100 rounds. Oh, my God, that's an awful lot of ammo. What does he need 100 rounds for? Good heavens. He must have an, say it after me, arsenal. On my property while doing this, I listened to Monday's broadcast. You were talking about national reciprocity and people from a constitutional carry state going to other states. I thought I once heard you would still have to have a CCW to carry in other states. Is that true? Let me answer that before I continue the next line of the email. The bill up now, National Concealed Carry, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, says that the driver's license from that state would suffice. Now, there are some questions about that, and it may be reworked over in committee, but you do not lose your right to carry because you live in one of the 12 states that do not require a permit. Now, I'm going to recommend something to you anyway. If you're traveling and your state offers a permit, most do. Vermont does not. But if they do, go ahead and have the permit anyway for travel. Just make your life easier. Concealed carry reciprocity, we'll get through. We'll see if that happens. But I hope that answers your question. For now, there will probably be some changes when it comes out of committee. You also mentioned liberal gun owners. My last conversation with one via email said there is no assault on our gun rights and that I am a crazy lunatic. They don't have the ability to see anything that is really going on. Your shows and all the people you have on them get better and better. I've been listening for almost 3 years. Take care, Marty from Kentucky. Marty, thanks for the email, brother. I appreciate that, and I agree. The guests do. They just keep getting better and better. You know, we've been doing this a long time, and when we have such a great array of talent on the show from so many different angles of the rights community, the pro-rights community, and we've all gotten to know each other so well over the years, it's like eating a really good meal. I mean, it really truly is. It's like making Grilling While Armed meatloaf, the Barb Texas Barbecue Rub meatloaf, a day in advance, and then smoking it for a few hours, and then putting it in the refrigerator for a couple days. It just gets better because the flavors blend, right? Same thing with a good pot of chili. Appreciate that very, very much. I'm going to take you over to this one here from Andy. I'll read you this, and then I want to talk with my guest about this a little bit. This is a tactic issue. Then we'll get into some more of the stories that he's written. And I'm intentionally not telling you who it is because he's my mom's favorite, Dave Workman. Oh, gosh, I just gave it away. It's Dave Workman. We'll go to Dave in just a second because I know he's listening. Dear Mark, I've written to you quite a bit since listening to your show. It's totally changed my view and outlook. In one sense, I've become the man who knows too much. Can we really know enough, though? I am still part of some open carry forums on social media. Our state allows open carry, Wisconsin. It's our right constitutionally. But is it wise? I used to think so, but not so much now. Here's why. I was an avid proponent of it. Not as much now. I am more wanting to be the fly on the wall nobody sees as opposed to the noisy, angry-looking wasp. I always knew it was a big responsibility to carry a firearm in any manner. With my law enforcement training, I thought I would be perfect for open carry. I know too well what the firearm can do and why. As society seems to deteriorate, I thought it would be a great deterrent. I question that wisdom myself now. I started listening more and more to your show. The horror stories concerned me. It made me think of how much of a liability I'm setting myself up for by doing so, and I am not made of money. I recently wore my gun into church openly and found all it did was create anger and animosity. I thought I was going to be shown attaboys and accolades. You shared a story of a father-in-law upset with the son-in-law who refused to carry quietly as was, well, rather offended by him carrying openly, and that was two brothers-in-law. I'm not sure if you used that story because of an email I sent you, but it did address what occurred. Your response had to make me rethink my decision. Man, just carry concealed, was what you said. And I did. That is what I said. I was at first offended by it, saying to myself, Mark, you just don't know. It's my right, and they got to understand that. Last Sunday, I went out for a walk down our quiet neighborhood. You guessed it. I carried my Kimber openly. I tried to carry it with pride, but I couldn't. I attracted a lot of attention, and it put the fear of God in me stares. Cars slowing down, rubberneckers, and every car's headlight started to look like our local police departments. Even a Toyota Prius with a ski rack looked like a Chevy Impala with the daytime running lights on. The car slowed and looked like it was looking for someone and began to move to the curb. I thought, here we go. Time to explain myself. Hopefully, I get an understanding cop. Then the car turned, and that's when I noticed it was the Prius. I wanted to be anywhere but there at that point in time. I could barely make it back. I am really on the fence of never doing that again unless it's an open carry rally or helping out my Oath Keepers chapter. I listened to your show yesterday, and you shared story after story of those who carried legally, concealed, and wound up with felonies. The emailer is referring to my segments with Andrew Branca, the Law of Self-Defense, from the Monster Cast. Continuing. I thought back to how I'm setting myself up for that the more I do this. Even when you do everything right, you can still be wrong. I have insurance through USCCA, but how far would it go? I would already be charged, and it would always be on my record, even if it was dismissed. Your show has really transformed how I view my right to carry and how I do it. These last few weeks have changed me totally on it. I agree with open carry in spirit, but I am finding I understand and appreciate what Massad Ayoub said. And I'm going to have to imitate Massad because this is what Massad has said on this program many times. And he says,
Personally, I believe that open carry should, in fact, be the law of the land. Having said that, I prefer concealed carry from the tactical standpoint.
He really does sound like that. It's dead on. So while I may be a gun owner, I don't want to be the gun nut everyone talks about. Wow. That email is chock full of conversation topics to educate you. You know, this program is designed to educate, inform, and entertain you. This email brings it all. Let's go to Dave Workman from Liberty Park Press and just about everywhere else, man. He is my mom's favorite guest. Dave, I want to get into the weeds on this email with you. Lots to talk about. How the heck are you today? Push that button, Shanto. Bring him in. There he is. How you doing, Dave?
I'm fine, again.
That's okay. Hey, man, there's a lot going on in that email. I really want to talk with you about that because it brings up so many points.
Well, I've got the perfect solution to all of this. Then we can move on to another subject. Just carry naked.
Carry naked. Aren't we all really carrying naked, though, just with clothes on?
Well,
think about that one.
Yeah, I carry naked, but with clothes on. That's the good one. Good one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you keep that up, Mark. I'll be talking to some other host here soon. So.
Watch out. That means you won't be my mom's favorite anymore. But
hey,
that's
your mom will take over the radio show.
She probably switch gears and tune into somebody else. So I don't want to do that. I want to keep you happy, brother. Let's go into this a little bit.
There's a lot of red meat in that letter. I've open carried. I prefer concealed carry for any number of reasons, mainly because it rains a lot where I live. Mm-hmm. And who wants to get your gun all dirty? And, you know, 9 months out of the year up here in the Pacific Northwest where I'm talking from, it's a not a very gun-friendly environment if you're just packing openly. And you can ask any police officer on patrol that carries a sidearm that's exposed to the weather all the time. They constantly have to clean those guns. So, that's a word to the wise. As Mass Ayoub said, and Mass is a dear friend of mine. I've known him mm-hmm. for, 35, maybe 40 years. It does provide an element of surprise that is sacrificed if you're an open carrier. On the other hand, you know, open carry really is, or has been, you know, traditionally was the law of the land for generations, and until the permitting process came in, which simply allowed a law-abiding citizen to pack a gun concealed, which was historically considered the habit of a ne'er-do-well.
Well, let me stop you there briefly because we're going to take a break, and I'll take you back. There are two things that I want to go into when we come back on this because you nailed it. Number one, I want to talk Massad Ayoub very briefly. I'm like you. I love Massad to death. I've known him for a long time. The second thing is really the difference between concealed carry and open carry is literally putting a jacket over your firearm. It's that simple. Now, there are lots of different ways to do that, but it literally means, hey, my gun is visible. Put the cover over it. Put the coat over it. Now it's not. License one way, no license the other. When we come back, there are two aspects I want to cover from this email, then move on to all the cool stuff you've written about over the last couple weeks. Dave Workman next. Attention, gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you defend yourself too soon? Do you know exactly what to say and what to do with your gun when the police arrive? Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version that I recorded so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome back, indeed. It's going to be a great rest of the program. A little bit of business to get out of the way I want to send you, because you heard me talk that. We're going to get back into that email. A couple points I want to make with Dave and get his response on, and then move on to some of the amazing work he's done at Liberty Park Press over the last couple of weeks. Just chock full of information. And here's one of my secrets. Shh, don't tell anybody. This is just between me and you. But he is a great research source for me every single day. Before I go back to Dave, let me just say this, that bad things can happen to good people, and you can find yourself on the wrong end of the stick, on the wrong end of the law if you make a mistake. What happens if you pull the trigger too soon, for example, in a self-defense incident? You can find yourself in a whole world of trouble and arrested by an overzealous cop or an overzealous prosecutor that decides to charge you with a crime. There's ways that you can learn these things that you've got to know. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, you have to know. It's the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide from the USCCA helps you understand these things. It's chock full of information, 164 pages. I did the audio version for you, and I got emails today. Mark, thank you. Where do I go to get the 11 chapters? And it is. It's 11 chapters I recorded. It's great stuff. You'll love it. ArmedandResponsible.com. It's 100% free, and for a still limited time, we're still giving you the home defense checklist for free. It's life-saving information, and we're giving it to you. Go get it. ArmedandResponsible.com, ArmedandResponsible.com. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know how you like it. And I'll tell you that you will. Every single response I've gotten back has been, wow, unbelievable. Thank you for the free stuff. ArmedandResponsible.com. Dave Workman, I'll go back to the email from Andy briefly. There were a couple things I wanted to cover. First off, Massad Ayoub. When Massad Ayoub says,
first of all, I believe that open carry should be the law of the land. Second, I believe that tactical is concealed carry.
What Massad Ayoub is saying there is, we have a right to bear arms, period, but we should never carry a gun openly to make a political statement. Now, he's not here to tell us that, but I know from previous conversations, recorded conversations I've had with him over the years, that that's what he's saying. We should never, ever, ever make a political statement carrying a gun openly. You agreed, right?
Absolutely. I have even written that many times, even back when I was writing at the old Examiner, and I've written that in countless op-eds. You know, if you want to carry a firearm for personal protection, that's fine. If you want to make a political statement, take an ad out in the local newspaper or buy a billboard. It's considered, to me anyway, rather boorish behavior to parade around with a gun trying to make a political statement. It can get you in a great deal of trouble. And, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for that, but that's too bad. You can look on the internet and find out how many headaches people have suffered because they've tried to carry guns openly as a political statement. If you're serious about protecting yourself, nobody in the world should have a problem with that. You know, I live in a region of the country where if you're 50 feet off the paved road, you're in country where things have teeth. And it's crazy not to have a sidearm with you, at least. But, keep politics out of it. You know, you vote. If you want to make a political statement, go vote. Don't risk your civil rights to make a political statement.
It's a great point. Well said. And I have to say just one more thing about this. And with me, I do open carry from time to time. And because of the nature of what I do and what I talk about, it almost reeks of political statement. I have to admit, from time to time I do, because I like open carry. There's a time and a place for openly carrying a sidearm. I get that. But 99% of the time, I choose to carry concealed, even though I do carry openly from time to time. So anyway, very well said. Here's the final thought on that. He was talking about good people finding themselves charged with crimes. You know, I can go no further than his own state of Wisconsin, where the famed Wisconsin Five a number of years ago got themselves, they shouldn't have gotten in trouble. They were right. They weren't violating the law, but they did. Now they found themselves arrested. They had to go to court. They each won the case, and that's all fine. But do you have the time for that? That's something you need to think about. And if you want to close out on that comment, then we'll just go on to the next subject.
Well, for for people who've got an extra $50,000 laying around to pay off their attorneys, you go right ahead and do what you want to do. But most of us aren't in that situation financially, and you know, who wants to risk their job, who wants to risk their home, being able to provide a roof for your family. There are lots of things to think about. Now, the Wisconsin, those guys were right, and the court said so, and that actually reinforced what they were doing, but it came at a cost.
Well, and some of that cost can be you face down on the pavement with gravel in your cheek. I mean, that's part of what can happen, and it depends on where you live. Now, keep in mind, where I'm at, and I'm talking directly to you, listener, and to open carry advocates, of which I am. Like I said, I open carry. My kids have seen me carrying a sidearm many, many, many times, and it hasn't been that long ago that I was. I mean, I've walked into just about every place around where I live, from restaurants to even Starbucks to grocery stores to Home Depots and Lowe's and shopping centers, openly carrying before with my kids in tow from the time they were very little. So I have no problem with it, but it's also not unusual where I'm at to see that. In some states, it is. I remember going back to Ohio years ago. Most people in Ohio didn't even know open carry was the law of the land long before they had concealed carry permits.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, I'll kind of leave it at that. But the email, I could really get into a lot of different aspects there. Well done, Andy. I do appreciate it very much. Lots to talk about in there. You never know. I might go back into some more of these things with another guest on a subsequent show. All right, Dave. Boy, can I go to places with you. You have got more stuff at Liberty Park Press that, man, I mean, just chock full of information. And I'll start with this one before we go to the bottom of the hour break. Democrat attorneys general oppose reciprocity, support mag ban. You put this piece out today, actually. It's dated October 24th, and you mentioned the states. Give us the quick lowdown in about 60 seconds.
Well, the quick lowdown is that you don't find one Republican attorney general involved in that. And this really, once again, reinforces the notion, and I say notion, that the Democrats are the party of gun control, and if you're a gun owner, they're not your friends. And that's, you know, it's really unfortunate because there are a fair number of pretty good pro-gun Democrats out there, but when these guys get together and do something like this to oppose national concealed carry reciprocity, they really smear everybody out there with a D behind their name.
All right, I'm going to take these final 30 seconds, listener. I covered this yesterday, and Dave wrote about it today, and I thought, let me tell you something. I know I'm covering the right stuff when Mr. Workman is writing about it, okay? That makes me feel really good to see that he covered this. And the New York Times, something that we'll get into in just a couple of minutes, but they equated national reciprocity, as I mentioned to you yesterday on the Daily Defense, with an increase in terrorist activity, an increase in the trafficking of firearms, an increase in robberies and murders, and we're talking about what they think of you, because national reciprocity applies to the millions of us, 16.5 million and growing every single day, who have gotten fingerprinted, taken tests, and everything else. Not criminals who don't follow the law. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Back in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with you. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave. They're interesting, though. You got a Republican in New Mexico, Governor Martinez, and you have Hector Balderas, who's the Democrat Attorney General. And I don't know how Martinez feels about this. I haven't read anything about what her Attorney General's doing, but he signed this letter, if you will, or signed on to this deal with the other Democrat Attorneys General. And as I mentioned yesterday, I'll just name the states quickly. But you're talking about California, no surprise there. Connecticut, the Constitution state, what an absolute joke that's become. Sorry, Connecticut, but elections have consequences, and you ought to remove that. You're not the Constitution state anymore. Delaware, imagine that. Hawaii, imagine that. Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina. North Carolina is a surprising one. North Carolina, you got to fix your issues there. There shouldn't be a Democrat controlling anything there. Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Virginia, Washington, and District of Columbia, of course. David says an awful lot, and you go down at the very bottom. I want to point this out and then let you comment here, that California, which is losing its gun rights every day, the Ninth Circus has already found that California has no specific right, that they upheld the no specific right to keep and bear arms provisions. But since 2010, of course, the McDonald v. Chicago case, Clearly, and under majority, the U.S. Supreme Court found that the Second Amendment has been and did incorporate the Second Amendment to the state. So how in the world is California allowed to keep getting away with this stuff?
Well, it's because they keep getting away with this stuff. Federal judges are appointed for life. They are confirmed by the U.S. Senate. It matters a great deal who gets elected president. And unfortunately, some of our past presidents, including a couple Republicans, have nominated people to the U.S. Federal courts, to the U.S. federal courts, and even to the U.S. Supreme Court, who just think that the notion of a Second Amendment individual right is nonsense. And, you know, I think, you know, when the late Justice Berger said that the Second Amendment was a fraud, and
right.
We've seen lower federal courts systematically refuse to comply with both the spirit and the letter of the Heller and McDonald rulings. They're just saying, well, tell you what, Supreme Court, blow it out your ear, because we still don't agree with you. You know, when you've got that kind of anarchy in the federal court system, and I picked that word carefully, it may be time for the Congress, or at least the Senate, to consider some kind of sanction against the judges who come down with these stupid rulings. You know, you can remove a federal judge. It's a complicated process, and you know, don't hold your breath for it to happen. But the idea that you elect somebody as president who's going to make the right nominations—that's really where it begins. And like you, and we've talked about this both on and off the air many times, the sad thing about being a gun owner in the United States and being a gun journalist who writes about this stuff, so many of the gun owners in this country are just plain too damn lazy to vote, and I'm ashamed of them.
Yeah, now you're getting into apathy. Now you're getting into complacency that has caused us a lot of problems. Boy, I wish we had time to go there. But because you said that, I'm going to take this opportunity to remind you listeners that everything we're talking about now and the attacks that we're talking about are coming during the Trump era. And you thought your guns were safe because Donald Trump was in office. You had better think again and understand that there is a well-funded movement. In fact, there's a piece out today, I'm still doing some research on it now, Dave, you may or may not have seen it, where Every Town for Gun Safety, that's still a joke, still looking for their class, would love to be one of their instructors, can't find a class to teach,
yeah.
Can't do it. They might want to get rid of that safety word. Regardless, $700,000 additional dollars they are now dumping into Virginia to defeat Gillespie. These people are blowing money that we on this side don't have collectively as a large group. Bloomberg's wallet is wide open, so be very careful, gun owners. Support the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org, the organization that is the one fighting in courtrooms across this country on your behalf. Dave, let me head over to another piece that just so well done. Can a genuine dialogue on guns ever happen? Now, you wrote this on October 11th, and it appears, again, at libertyparkpress.com for those of you that want to read all this amazing work that that Dave Workman does. And in this, at the bottom of the column, I'll start at the bottom because it kind of dovetails with what you just said. Rights activists, those who remember there are 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights rather than 9 delineated civil rights and 1 regulated privilege, have never scoffed at a dialogue. But their savvy from past experiences that quickly descend to all take and no give, that anti-gunners prefer a one-sided process that only erodes the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And boy, that on the heels... Well, not on the heels. You wrote that 13 days prior to the one we just talked about. You nailed it. You flat out nailed it.
Well, Mark, you know my history. I've been a journalist for 45 years, or maybe longer. I can't remember because I'm so darned old. But for 9 years, I was a member of the National Rifle Association's Board of Directors, mm-hmm. and I've been involved in gun activities not just as a participant, of course, but also as an observer with a pen and notebook in my hand. And I've been in places where this so-called dialogue is supposed to have taken place. And time and again, it's been my observation that when gun owners want to sit down and have a rational conversation with people who are opposed to gun ownership, or they want to regulate guns, or they favor gun, you know, pick a term, all they bring to the table is a list of demands. In fact, I was with a guy. I was having a drink with a guy one time who was in favor of, it was safe storage. And he, this was mandatory safe storage, where gun owners would have to go home and lock their guns up. And, you know, all of that stuff, everything that you can imagine was in this proposal. So we were having this conversation. And I told him, I said, well, okay, you bring this to the table. What are you offering in return? What do gun owners get out of this? And his response was, after thinking about it, peace of mind. And I just had to laugh. I said,
oh, boy.
Every gun owner I know already has peace of mind because he's got a firearm to protect himself. All you want to do is erode that right. You're not offering anything like, say, concealed carry reciprocity, which is now a big deal in the news. You're not offering something like training, firearm safety training in the public schools as part of the curriculum that would help reduce firearms accidents. You're not offering any of that stuff. You just want to take something. And that seems to be the thought pattern of the gun control fanatic out there, and it's become a fanaticism. It's almost like a religion with these people. They want something from you. What they don't get today, they're going to come back after tomorrow. And at some point, we have to draw a line in this country and just say no more.
All right,
no more no more.
Let me stop you there. We're getting ready to take a break. What a perfect place to end that. And I'm going to ask you this question. Think about this through the break, if you would, because you mentioned in this piece, conservative talker out there, veteran Seattle conservative talk host John Carlson, and three things that he mentions that we might want to be able to come together with the other side. But I want to ask you this question, Dave. Think about it over the break. Are we part of the problem on this side, by even giving them credence whatsoever to their argument that there is, in fact, even a debate, by even simply engaging them? Think about that. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, the Gun of Day giveaway is in full swing. Today's Gun of Day giveaway is a Para Ordnance Black Ops valued at $1,249. Great gun. I used to have one. You have 8 hours, 11 minutes, and 42 seconds. Why did I used to have one? Because I think I traded it in a while back. All you have to do is head over and check out usccaonair.com, pick up a membership and peace of mind, and you're in the running for the Gun of Day giveaway. Today, the Para Ordnance Black Ops valued at $1,249. USCCAonair.com. And if you have AAR on your mind, you can type in USCCA on AAR and it will take you to the same place. Also, don't be ignorant. Being ignorant in today's world is a choice. And ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. What I mean by that is the answers are there for you. All you have to do is go get them, and we're giving them to you free at armedandresponsible.com, 164-page guide. Learn how to survive a mass shooting, where and where not to sit in a restaurant. That one's an eye-opener. How to detect an attacker before they can see you. That means how to ward off an ambush. It's not always possible, but at least you can take the advantage here, right? How to store guns, even if you have kids, and much, much more. It's all free. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, the 2017 U.S. Concealed Carry Association Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and we're also giving you the Home Defense Checklist, armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. I want to hear from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. After you do, I want to hear what you think about the audio, if you're listening to that, or about the written, okay? Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, the question I was asking before the break, sometimes, and I've discussed this on the air, I think the two of us may have had this philosophical question over a drink sometime at one of the venues we're at, but are we giving credibility to a side that doesn't deserve it? Because in reality, as I always say, one of my mottos on this show for nearly a decade has been there is no debate. Hence why I don't have the other side on this program. The debate ended in the 1700s in mid-December, in the late 1700s, mid-1790s. That debate was over. The Second Amendment exists. It's not us trying to change anything. It's them The debate is over. Do we give credence to an argument that shouldn't even be being had by engaging these people sometimes? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think in a civilized society, we have to occasionally listen to morons.
Well said.
Unfortunately, we do have this debate, and you know, people who say that, gee, it's time for a debate on, you know, they're blowing hot air out of some orifice because they know better. This debate has been going on for decades, and it boils down to people who really don't like the idea of someone who is self-reliant and who is respectful of firearms, who carries firearms, uses firearms, somebody who depends on himself or herself to take care of themselves. And you see this coming out of these conversations where, gee whiz, you know, call the police. They'll be there in time to draw a white chalk outline around your dead body as you bleed out. But I have sat down. I've interviewed people. I've talked to people. Some of these guys, you know, they're not bad people. They're just kind of foolish, and unfortunately, they refuse to be educated. They don't want to admit that they've ever been wrong. But I think maybe we're reaching the point where it's time to say, hey, the debate is over with. We have a civil right. If you don't like it, just try to take it, and we'll see how that works out. And frankly, most of these people are they may be a little cowardly because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of the fact that we've got firearms, and we don't have to do what they tell us to all the time. And you know, there is a philosophy out there, perhaps best reflected by some libertarians and certainly some independent Republicans who say, hey, look, you know, just leave me alone. I want to be a good citizen. I want to support my family. I want to do my job every day. I want to relax on weekends. Just leave me alone. If I want to go to the range, it's none of your business. If I want to have a house full of AR-15s that all I use them for is to shoot coyotes or paper targets, it's none of your business. Stay the hell away from me. And unfortunately, the other side looks at that as, oh, God, you're a crazy extremist. We need to regulate you. No, you don't. But I think we are at that point. And unfortunately, a lot of this has bubbled up because Donald Trump became president. Everybody and his cousin, I think, were expecting Hillary Clinton to stroll into the White House and be crowned the new Queen of the May. When that didn't happen, all the snowflakes and all the whiny people out there decided, hey, this is time for a new revolution. We're going to resist Trump. We're going to oppose all these rotten gun owners that gave him the presidency. And all they're talking about almost is like insurrection or going to fists and clubs with us. Well, too bad. That's not what America is all about. And you're right, Mark. We've had the debate, and it's time to end the debate. We've got a constitutional right, and unfortunately for the guys on the other side of the argument, they're stuck with it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had this conversation with our dear friend Alan Gottlieb on the MonsterCast Sunday, not quite to the extent we're having it now. I love your response. Brilliant. I want to go just a little bit further, just a tad further in the about a minute that we have left. Unfortunately, I could keep doing this for another 2 hours easily with you. Yes, the debate is over, but how do we get them to end it? We get them to say what we want them to say, and that's what they want to say but can't. That's why they're, you know, devious liars, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. We know what they want, but they refuse to say it. If we can get them to say it, then we can truly have a debate because the Constitution provides for an ability to change it. If they really want to do it, come out and say it. I'd respect the crap out of you a heck of a lot more. look, as much as I say I can't stand Feinstein, at least I respect that I know her middle name is Ban versus somebody like Barack Obama who stood up with phony photo ops at Camp David pretending to be a shooter and said he respected the Second Amendment. But at least I know where she stands. If we could get them there, then we'd all, you know, and the reason that we can't get them there is because they know it would fail. So unfortunately, we're going to have to put up with their garbage and continue to tell the truth and carry the water. And that's what we do. And that's what people can see from you over at Liberty Park Press. I didn't have enough time to go into this with you, but let me just say that veteran conservative talk host John Carlson has offered, according to you in the piece, three suggestions to open a dialogue between constitutional rights advocates and gun prohibitionists, insisting there is common ground. And these three suggestions from him are: make bump stocks illegal. Wow, okay. Dramatically increase the criminal penalties for stealing a firearm, and make it a high priority with one or more highly publicized cases in which federal prosecutors hit straw purchasers hard. And you go in here to talk about and debunk two of those, well, actually all three of them, as really being kind of nonsensical. Ladies and gentlemen, you can read Dave Workman at Liberty Park Press. Liberty Park Press, and read these pieces from him. Dave, unbelievable work as usual. Thank you, man, for doing everything that you do.
Well, very kind of you. And, you know, they can also read my stuff at American Handgunner Online. It's called Insider Online. It's a column every week. And I'm at Conservative Firing Line. And, of course, I'm the senior editor of thegunmag.com.
Thegunmag.com, man. Amazing stuff. Thank you so much, Dave, for everything you do. Thanks for being here on short notice. Ladies and gentlemen, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow. Can't wait. I hate having to get out from this mic. I could just keep going and going and going. Sean, how much time do we have left? Can I keep going?
Well, you can. Just say hi to Mom.
Oh, you just did. Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it, and I know she does too. Wow. Okay, I gotta push you to Liberty Park Press again. Head over to USCCAOnAir.com. And that Bill of Rights, the debate ended December 15th, 1791. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, but you can clearly tell them that. Until tomorrow when we meet again on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, here's what I want you to do. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.